Black Friday and Cyber Monday are creeping up on us in just a few weeks. But in China, Monday was Singles Day. It was first celebrated as an alternative to Valentine's Day, but now it's the world's busiest online shopping day. For more on the economic importance of this day, let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, business analyst for CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So I'm hearing that retailers took in $60 billion on Singles Day, with half of that going to Alibaba, China's biggest online commerce company. What were folks buying?
This is amazing. Consumers pounced on discounts on everything from smartphones, but also craft beer and healthcare packages. Electronics seller Sun Ning, which is one of the rivals that participated in this, said sales of their smartphones and other electronics passed $160 million. You ready for this? In the first minute after midnight.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh. Dang Dang, it's an online book retailer in China, said it sold 6.8 million books, 6.8 million copies of books in 1 hour. So this is intense.
That is intense. To give people perspective, here in the United States, retailers took in $6.2 billion. So that China's is basically 10 times bigger than our biggest day. But for months, it feels like we've been hearing how Chinese consumers are saving instead of spending because of the trade war. iPhone sales slumped and those types of things. But how badly are Chinese consumers hurting, really, if they're spending $60 billion on Singles Day?
Well, I mean, I think we have to really think of this as a unique thing. It's like Black Friday and Cyber Monday got together, had a baby, and did it on Super Bowl Sunday. I mean, it's that big a deal. And yes, the Chinese economy is certainly slowing down, but from a pretty quick pace. So I looked this up. Chinese online sales of goods up 16.8% over a year earlier. Now, that sounds great, and certainly it's better than overall consumer spending, but even that pace of a 16.8% increase in online sales is down by from 30%, which they saw in recent years. So certainly the pace is slowing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to ask you about another topic. Here in the United States, folks are spending money, buying lots of stuff, but some big-name retailers are also struggling. For instance, Gap CEO Art Peck just stepped down last week. Gap was once an iconic brand. What's happening here?
And maybe it's the way you just framed that. It was once, and it is in the past. And man, that's a tough thing for a retailer to have to confront. Peck was a former consultant. He was tasked with turning around the company. He was named CEO in 2015. But profit down more than 20% since he took over. Sales over that period barely budged. If you look at the stock price, just look at the Gap this year. It's down 34%. And that is compared to an 8% increase in the S&P's retail sector and a 23% rise in the broader S&P 500 index.
Wow. So they'll have to make lots of changes. We're hearing about them spinning off Old Navy, and the company may look a lot different in the next few years, I'm guessing.
Yeah. I mean, they say they're moving forward with this spinoff, but analysts are now looking at these numbers and they're saying, wait a second, maybe this is not the best idea. There are some who are wondering, has Old Navy also peaked?
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst for CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thank you, Jill.
Take care.